In places where the one gets aliyah reads himself from the Torah, and they see the tchila haparsha pamayim yisholosh beinoi v'ein atzma lo yala. If you didn't prepare two or three times before, and you should not get the aliyah, because if he's reading for the public, you should make sure that he's doing it properly. Otherwise, like by us, the Rambam says mokum shachazan koyre. If you anywhere about koyre, who tzov asad tchila? The chazan has to prepare himself in advance two or three times, but the one who gets aliyah doesn't have the problem. In the case we don't have this problem, the Gemara says that if you call to get an aliyah and you do not take the aliyah, it shortens one's life. One should not say, oh, I want to be begone. It's covered at Torah, if you call it, you go. The only exception to the rule is, in the case where you have to read and you're not prepared, so you're not matim for that thing. Shabbat does say, though, that if the Eved, there is nobody that prepared it, then the minhag is to be maker when one who more or less knows reads it, even though he did not prepare himself in advance, and you have somebody sitting next to him reading light, you know, in a low voice. We'll see later that they can't both say in a loud voice because they can't hear either. In such a case, b'diavad, we rely on that.